We've spoken a lot about in Yonei Tefillah and Yonei Brachas. I thought lechvod Thanksgiving weekend, if you will, we talk about Birchas Hagomo. It relates to giving thanks. I thought maybe we'd talk about this topic. So the Gemara in Brachas says, and Daf Mendalad Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Arboat Tzrichin Lahodos. There are four people who have to give hodo, have to give thanks. Yordei Hayam, Holchei Midboros, Mishay Echolav in Esrape, Mishay Echavish Beis Asur and Viyotza. Someone who goes on a journey across the seas, travels in the Midbar, someone who's a chola, who's sick, and then he gets healed, and someone who comes out from jail. Mai mevorech, Omer Rav Yehuda, Baruch Gomel Chasodim. Loshen of the Gemara, the Nusach HaBrocha in the Gemara is Baruch Gomel Chasodim. Of course, we have a slightly different girsa. HaGomel HaChayovim Tovo, Sheg Malani Kol Tov. This is the basic Gemara. The Gemara says there are four people who have to say Birchas HaGomel. When they need salt, when they have a hatzol. What's the mechayev of Birchas HaGomel? Why do you have to say the bracha? So there's an interesting machlogas we've shown in that some point out, some touch on, that they think sheds light on the nature of Birchas HaGomel. Why exactly do you have to make this bracha? We've shown a debate, what exactly is included within the second category? Holchei midboros. People who go out to the deserts. What does that mean? The Ramban writes that even someone who's holech meir leir, someone who goes on an intercity highway, a regular traveler, he's not going out into the midbar, but he's traveling from city to city, that person has to say a Birchas HaGomel as well. Why? It doesn't sound like holech midboros to me. He says, no, but there's a Yerushalmi that says that kol adrochim v'cheskas sakona hein. All roads are v'cheskas sakona. There's a chashash, there's a concern that maybe a person might come into sakona by traveling on that road. Dr. Ramban, if there's a chashash sakona, you have to say a Birchas HaGomel when you're, so to speak, nitzol. When you emerge from that derech, me'ir le'ir, you should say a Birchas HaGomel. That's what the Ramban writes. So the Ramban says that holchei midbaros is not limited to someone who travels on the midbar, but rather, basically any traveler. If you travel me'ir le'ir, you travel on a road that has a chashash sakona, not just any traveling. It has to be a chashash sakona. If there's a concern of danger, so then you'd have to say Birchas HaGomel, because Kol Adrochim Mecheska Sakona, that's Mechayev Birchas HaGomel. The Russian brachas there in the ninth perek on that Gemara and Daf Nun Dalid, the Russian Simon Gimel disagrees. He quotes that the Minig Ashkenaz was not to make a bracha if the Holech may ear to ear, but Dafka Holche Midboros. Dafka if Shchiach Sakona. It's not enough that there's a chashash of Sakona, it's got to be Shchiach Sakona. That there's a real possibility, there's a prevalence, there's a likelihood that you'll have a sakana. Holchei midbaros ishchir sakana mechayas v'listim. There are wild animals. There are listim. There are bandits on the road. Okay, there are bandits on the road. So it's not simply that there's a chashash sakana. Ishchir sakana. There's a big likelihood that you'll be the sakana. So that's Mechayev to say Bracha. Aye, but there's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the Kol Adrochim Mecheska Sakona. Sure. Kol Adrochim Mecheska Sakona, what that means, according to the Rosh, is it means that you have to say a Tfilas HaDerech when you set out on your journey. But Birchas HaGomel? Birchas HaGomel is only someone who is mamish in a Sakona or in a place which is Shchia Sakona, where there's a likelihood that you'll be B'Sakona. For that, you have to say Birchas HaGomel. But for Tfilas HaDerech, there will be a chiyuv to say the tefillah as long as you go to a derech that's becheska sakoni. But there's only a chashash sakoni, you should have to say a tefillah saderech. But Birchas HaGomel, that's limited to a case in which you really need so. There's a requirement for hodah to give thanks because you had a hatzola. You have a hatzola only if it's shchiach sakona. If it's only becheska sakona, so then there's no hatzola to the same extent. So you wouldn't have to say a Birchas HaGomel. The Rosh goes further. He says, why don't you have to say a Birchas HaGomel unless there's shchiach sakona? He says, I'll tell you why. Because Birchas HaGomel b'makom toda nitkina. That's the key to the Rosh. He says that which the Yerushalmi says kol adrochim mecheska sakona, that's for tefillah seder. But Birchas HaGomel is not a function of cheska sakona. It's b'makom toda nitkina. It was instituted b'makom bringing a carbon toda. And obviously you wouldn't bring a carbon toda unless you have a hatzola, unless you really saved from something. We could only say that you saved from something if you were b'makom that shchiach sakona, says the Rosh. So what comes out over here? The real machlokas, the Russian Ramban, seems to be whether Birchas HaGomel was nitkin of a makom carbon toda, or no, it's some other kind of bracha. Should I say that the mechayev of Birchas HaGomel is Korban Toda? Person really should be bringing a Korban Toda. Bezman Shebeis Midrash Kaim, he really would bring a Korban Toda, but Bezman Shebeis Midrash Kaim, he can't bring a Korban, so he says a Birchas HaGomel. That's actually what Rashi writes in several places. Rashi in Zvochim has like that on Dav Zayin Amad Aleph. Rashi in his Parash on Chumash in Parashas Tzav, when he talks about the Korban Toda, Rashi says that Arba Tzrichim Lahodos means that the mechuyev to bring a Korban Toda. You read the Gemara in Brachos, you think Arba Tzrichim Lahodos means they have to say Birchas HaGomel, but Rashi says no, that's not really what it means. It really means they have to bring a Korban Toda. He quotes in the pasuk, Yodu Lashem Chastov V'Niflaosov Livnei Odom V'Yizbuchu Zivchei Toda. They should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving them. V'Yizbuchu Zivchei Toda, should bring a Korban Toda. So the real Mechayev, says Rashi, Mechayev of Arba Tzrichim Lahodos is really to bring a Korban Toda. Bizman Shem Beis Minash Kaim, you can't bring a Korban Toda. Chazal Masaki, make a Birchas HaGomel in place of the Korban Toda. But says the Rosh, since Birchas HaGomel is really in place of a Korban Toda, you're not going to say Birchas HaGomel unless you had a Hatzola that's on the level that you'd bring a Korban Toda. So he says it's only if you were in a Makom that Shchiyah Sakana, where there's a prevalence, there's a likelihood that you'll be B'Sakana, that something might happen. So if you need so from that, if you say from the list and from the circumstance, even if the list don't actually come, according to most poskim, right? But if you say from a circumstance where it's shchia that there are list in there, so there was some miracle, a miracle happened to you, you weren't started up, the listim didn't start up with you, so then you say Birchas HaGomel. But chashash sakana, the Rosh says, why chashash? So why should you make a bracha by chashash sakana? You wouldn't have to bring a Korban Toda for that either. So if you don't have to bring a Korban Toda, you don't say Birchas HaGomel. There are Ban argues. Rabban said the Birchas HaGomel is not b'makom Korban Toda. It's a separate mechayev. A separate mechayev. A chiyev to give thanks to being saved from some kind of sakana. Zok the Rabban, even if it's not shchiyah sakana, even if it's only a sakana purta, it's only a chashash sakana, the chiyev of Birchas HaGomel should still apply, because it's not b'makom Toda. So it seems as though the machlokes Rabban and Rosh about whether Hochi Midbaros includes regular travelers from one city to the next, going bedrachim that abecheska sakana, that revolves around this general, this kloliistic issue, if you will, whether Birchas HaGomel was instituted b'makom Korban Toda, or it's a separate mechayev. Is Arba Tzrichin Lahodos really to bring a Korban Toda, and just bizman shem es minash kayam, we put Birchas HaGomel in place of that Korban Toda? Well, no, it's a new mechayev. They say Birchas HaGomel. A Korban Toda is only brought if your mamish have a real hatzola from a makom that shchiyach sakana, from a makom that there's only a chashash sakana. There's no chiyuv to bring a Korban Toda. It's just a chiyuv to say Birchas HaGomel. Birchas HaGomel is not necessarily instituted in makom Korban Toda. So this yisod of the Rosh that Birchas HaGomel was instituted in makom Korban Toda is a fundamental yisod that a lot of achronim fly with. They discuss many other issues that they think might revolve around or might hinge on this issue, on this question. Do you say that Birchas HaGomel is b'makom Korban Nitkana, or do you say no, it's a bezundere mechayev, it's a separate mechayev? Questions? Okay.
So that
second mechayev is when, not... A new mechayev that the Chachamim have instituted when there's a chashash sakana. Even if bizman shebeis minish kaim, you wouldn't have had a chiyev to bring a Korban Toda, it doesn't matter, you still have to say Birchas HaGomel. Because Birchas HaGomel and Korban Toda are not necessarily linked. It's a lower level. Lower level Hatzol is Mechayev and Birchas HaGomel.
Will the Ramban say there's no replacement for Korban Toda nowadays?
Apparently not, right. There is no replacement. So because there's no replacement, the Mechayev of Birchas HaGomel could be totally different. Mechayev of Birchas HaGomel could be for even less than what would be necessary to be chayav in a Korban Toda. Okay, so some nafkemina to this question: do we assume Birchas HaGomel is instituted by Makom Korban Toda or not? One issue that the Achronim talk about is, where do you say a Birchas HaGomel? So the emes is, you can say Birchas HaGomel anywhere. You can get a tzibur of 10 people together and recite a Birchas HaGomel. It doesn't have to be recited in shul. But we know that the minig is to recite a Birchas HaGomel by the bima. Right, by the bima, after Kriyas HaTorah, people often get an aliyah. They don't have to get an aliyah, but after Kriyas HaTorah, if they don't get an aliyah, so after the Kriyas HaTorah is finished, they can say Birchas HaGomel. But they say Birchas HaGomel by the bima with the Sefer Torah after a Kriyas HaTorah. That's what Tosis writes. Tosis and Brachos there on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis writes that the minhag is to recite Birchas HaGomel after Kriyas HaTorah. What kind of an idea is this? What's the connection between Kriyas HaTorah and Birchas HaGomel? So the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim and Simon Reish Yud Tes quotes from the Or Chaim, one of the Gedolei Rishonim. He says the reason why they say Berachas Hagomel after Kriyas HaTorah is because Berachas Hagomel has to be said b'tzibur, it has to be said b'minyan asara, it has to be said with 10 people. So at Kriyas HaTorah you have the 10 people, so that's why the minhag developed, say it when they have a Kriyas HaTorah. Well, they could have said it, I guess, at the end of Shacharis. I don't know, maybe they're afraid people are running out after Shacharis. They know that at Kriyas HaTorah you have to have a minyan asara. So the minhag developed that you say Berachas Hagomel around the Kriyas HaTorah. The Netziv in a tshuva in Meshev Dovar suggests something different. He says that maybe the reason why the minhag developed Sefer Chasagomel around Kriyas HaTorah is because the bima with the Sefer Torah is like a mizbeach, and the inyan of Sefer Chasagomel is like bringing a korban toda, like the rush. So if it's like bringing a korban toda, since akravas korbanos is dafka al gabi mizbeach, so Sefer Chasagomel they developed a minig that they would say it at the shulchan, at the bima, with the Sefer Torah on it. Because when the shulchan has a Sefer Torah, it's like domel mizbeach, domel mizbeach. So then that's a mokum that you'd bring the korban toda. So you're saying Berachas Hagomel keneged the korban toda. That's the Netziv's big chiddush, linking to the Rosh in his Tshuvas Meshiv Dover, that Berachas Hagomel is recited around Kriyas HaTorah because the bima is domel mizbeach and Berachas Hagomel is keneged the korban toda. L'chol adeis, of course, there's no question that you don't have to get an aliyah. That's not the idea. The idea is that when the Sefer Torah is around the Mizbeach, it's like when the Sefer Torah is around the Shulchan, it's like the Mizbeach. So that's Berachas Hagomel is connected to Korban Toda. So that's why they instituted that. That's when you should do it. Of course, if you can't, if the Kriyas HaTorah, you're not going to be there for the Kriyas HaTorah. Whatever, you didn't get the opportunity to say it, so you could say it even not during the time of the Kriyas HaTorah, but that could be the basis of that minute. Yes?
Anybody to just like offer a korban toda for you in your place, or no?
No. Why would you have to offer a korban toda yourself? We'll get to being motzi someone else. It could be that if you listen to their bracha, Shomer Kohen says that it's like you're bringing the korban toda. They're bringing their korban toda, you're bringing your korban toda. Right? But Shomer Kohen could mean that it's your own personal korban toda. Another issue that might hinge on this question is whether you have to stand when you say Berachas Hagomel. Amida. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rambam. The Rambam Menachos Brachos in Perek Yud Halacha Ches writes that you should say the Berachas Hagomel ba'amida. You should stand after. The Kesef Mishnah is troubled. Mehecha Taisi. It's a bracha. So what, you have to stand for this bracha? You have to stand for every bracha. For Berachas HaMitzvos we try to stand. But is it ma'akev? I mean, certainly it's not ma'akev. But where did this come from that the Rambam says you should say Berachas Hagomel ba'amida? So the Bach in Orach Chaim and Siman Reishit test, that's the Siman of Berachas Hagomel. So the Bach says maybe the reason is based on a pasuk. The pasuk says v'moshav zakenim yehaleluhu, v'moshav zakenim one should be meshabeach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it sounds like zakenim b'yeshiva, v'moshav zakenim, u'mahalim ba'amida. The mahalim are not b'moshav. V'moshav zakenim yehaleluhu. The Mahalim are Bamida and the Zakenim are Yeshiva. It sounds like the Mahalim are supposed to be Bamida. So the one who recites Berachas Hagomel should be Bamida. The Chasam Sofer gives a different reason. Chasam Sofer quotes a reason from some Achronim, and maybe the idea is that whenever you do something Bifnei HaTzibur, out of Kovod HaTzibur you should be standing. Not because of the Pasuk, but because out of Kovod HaTzibur you should be standing. Moshal Akach, he says, the Rambam. The Rambam Menuchas Megillah Parak Beis Halacha Zayin writes that the Megillah should be read Me'umad, the Balkari of the Megillah is supposed to stand with Nekovar HaTzibur. You have to be Otsi Megillah laning in front of a Tzibur. It's supposed to, it doesn't have to be done that way, but that's the minig to do it with Tzibur. Right? It depends whether it's Bizmano or not Bizmano. It could be, okay, let's not get involved in all of the details now, but we certainly read the Megillah B'Tzibur. When it's being read B'Tzibur, Al Tzkovet HaTzibur, the Balkari should stand up. So the Chatzim Sofer says, maybe the same thing over here, since Berachas Hagomel is recited B'Tzibur, so maybe you should stand up Al Tzkovet HaTzibur. But according to the Rosh's Svara, there's a very simple reason why you should stand. If Berachas Hagomel is B'Makom Korban Toda, whenever a person brought Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, she stood. You have to stand for the Korbanos. The person has to be Omid Al Korbano. So just like we stand in the Beis HaMikdash, you should stand when you say Berachas Hagomel because it's connected Korban Toda. Or there's a very simple reason. It's almost a pella that the other that the Achron and the Chasim Sofer and the Bach, they don't even give this reason. That's the simplest reason. There's no need for a pasuk, nor do you need the idea of Kavod HaTzibur. Just poshut. Berachas Hagomel is Malkam Korban Toda. That's why you're supposed to stand when you say the Berachas Hagomel. Number two. So far what? So far we have standing by the bima. Secondly, amida stand. Saying brichas hagomel by the bima. Secondly, amida standing while you say brichas hagomel. What's the third item? What's the third nafkamina? Balayla. Can you say brichas hagomel at night? So the chasam sofer and orachaim and simin nun aleph. He quotes him a chacham echad. Chacham echad wants to say that based on the rush, you shouldn't be able to say brichas hagomel at night. Anuchumra. Can't say it at night. Since you don't bring karbonas at night, so you can't say brichas hagomel at night. The rush says brichas hagomel is like bringing a carbon toda. So if you can't bring karbonas at night, you can't say brichas hagomel either. The Chasam Sofer himself is not so convinced. The Chasam Sofer says that when the rush claims that brichas hagomel is b'makom carbon toda, it doesn't mean that it's mamish b'makom carbon toda. Maybe that's talk of why the Chasam Sofer was not so convinced that you have to stand. It's not mamish from makom carbon toda. It's a dimyon. That's certainly an inyan of brichas hagomel, but it's not a direct linkage. It's not mamish like being a carbon. It's not mamish like being a carbon. There's no chiyuv to stand. Similarly, he says maybe balayla's okay. Balayla's okay because it's not mamish like you're bringing a carbon. He's saying a bracha. It's not mamish like being a carbon. A carbon can't be brought balayla. Right after the tamid shel ben arba'im, he can't bring karbonas. He can't bring any karbonas balayla. So it's not mamish a carbon. It's a dimyun lekach. It's like bringing a carbon, but it's not mamish like bringing a carbon. So therefore, balayla would be enough, would be okay, and you don't need amida either. The Maram Shik, one of the talmidim of Chasam Sofer, Maram Shik writes in a tshuva. He brings a raya. That brichas hagomel is not mamish keneged carbon toda. What's the raya? There's another time that we say brichas hagomel when you can't bring a carbon toda. What's that? What time is that?
Shabbos.
Exactly. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, Ilan. Very good. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say brichas hagomel. You can't bring a carbon yachid on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You bring carbon asibah. You can't bring a carbon toda. It's a carbon yachid. Dr. Maram Shik, if you really want to link brichas hagomel to carbon toda, it's going to be a little difficult to explain how we can recite a brichas hagomel on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you can't bring a carbon yachid in. Ella, what do you see? It's not mamish linked to the carbon toda. There's a linkage. It's similar. But the halachas are not exactly the same. If the halachas are not exactly the same, so then you would be allowed to say it by law. Issue number three. And finally, the fourth issue that they link to this rush, or try to link to the rush, is what's the time limit? How long do you have to say brichas hagomel? How many days after the hatzalah? So the Tur and Arachayim and Reish Yutes writes that he thinks that if you don't say brichas hagomel, you have tashlum and kozman sheyirtzeh, so whenever you want, you can say brichas hagomel. But the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ramban that you only have until 3 days. You only have until 3 days. 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Yutes Sivov writes that nochon shalola acha yosef megimel yomim. You really shouldn't delay more than 3 days. But the Mishnah Berurah adds there from the Magen Avraham that that's even if you'll have to make the bracha shalom bezman kriyas haTorah, right? It's better to say it within the first 3 days. If you can get an aliyah, or if you can say it during kriyas haTorah, that's noch besser. That's certainly better. But if you can't, let's say a person got into a car accident chalila and he was saved and Baruch Hashem everything's okay, but it's Monday. Right, it's Monday. He got into the accident on 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He had a kriyas haTorah in the morning, and it's going to be 3 days before he has another opportunity, or he's not going to have the kriyas haTorah on Thursday. Whatever, it's going to be more than 3 days from the time of the hatzalah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's best not to delay 3 days. If you can't say brichas hagomel around kriyas haTorah, so just get the minyan of asara, get a minyan of 10 people together, and say brichas hagomel. But b'di'evet, the Shulchan Aruch says that one can make the bracha kol zman sheyirtzeh anytime you want. The
Evid. Even if
you have to have 10 people. Yeah, still a tzibur, but you can make it even after 3 days. So what's psha? Why should I assume brichas hagomel can only be recited within 3 days or even after 3 days? What's the idea? So the Beis Yosef says, you know what the Ramban is thinking? The Ramban who says that you have to say brichas hagomel within 3 days. What's psha? Because the status of bomin haderech, the status that we look at you as though you just came from the road, or for the other Hatzalas, you just came out of the Beis HaSurim, the person was just a Cholish and a Srape, that status only exists until 3 days. The Gemara in Erevin on Samachayim and Aleph actually says that a person, when he gets home for the first 3 days, when he gets home from a journey, he shouldn't daven. It's a strange idea, right? The Gemara in Erevin says, "Meshein daito miyusheva salav," a person can't concentrate, so he shouldn't daven. A person has to concentrate when they're davening. You see that until 3 days, the journeys that they went on, it was mamish becheska sakana, it was dangerous, and he hasn't fully recovered from the journey until 3 days. The Ramban seems to be saying something similar, that baman aderech is until 3 days, meaning a person still has his spilus. He still is amazed by the hatzala. He feels a sense of appreciation, hoda'a, thanks. He feels that for 3 days, but after 3 days it starts to wear off. He gets used to the fact that, you know, he came home from the journey, he was a cholish and a srape, and okay, fine, everything is okay at this point. He doesn't have the same hispilus, so apparently the Ramban assumes that Birchas HaGomel is only recited when the hispilus is fresh. When you don't have a hispilus, you don't have excitement that you were saved from whatever sakana that you were in, so then you don't make a Birchas HaGomel anymore. What does the Rush hold? Or better yet, what does the Tur hold? Torah says that you can recite Birchas HaGomel anytime you want, even after 3 days. So Lachari, he follows his father, the Rush. The Rush holds that Birchas HaGomel was instituted by Makom Karban Toda. The Karban Toda you can bring even after 3 days. A person wants to bring a Karban Toda, he can bring it anytime he wants. If he feels Hodo'ah from his Atzala, he can bring a Karban Toda even after 3 days. So maybe the Torah follows his father, the Rush. So it's all in the family. The Torah follows his father, the Rosh, that Birchas HaGomel is nitkena b'makom karban toda. So just like you can bring the karban toda even after 3 days, the Torah holds that you can recite Birchas HaGomel after 3 days as well. This also could be dependent on this shayla. So 4 issues: where you say the Birchas HaGomel, it's dafka al yad debima, at the time of Kriyas HaTorah or after Kriyas HaTorah, amida, balayla, and how long? What's the time limit? Question. Sim.
So is somebody allowed to bring karban toda more than once for the same event?
I don't think so. Person should probably only bring it once. What's the...
You're saying, towards the chiyuv, he feels hodah.
You could bring a carbon shlomim. You have to bring a carbon toda. But toda is a type of shlomim. There are lachme toda, right? There's lechem that's brought. I don't think there's any avera bringing a carbon toda more than once. If you really feel a sense of hodah even more than once, then you can bring less. Maybe a person will bring a carbon toda every single year. Then he comes to that date that the nes occurred, he'll go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a carbon toda.
So
I don't think this.
According to the Torah, then you should be able to say it every year, then. As much as he feels a hodah.
Say it as much as. I hear. Maybe the answer is it's nitkin of a makam carbon toda, but it's not mamish carbon toda. We don't. It's a bracha, so a bracha we're not going to say more than once. A carbon toda, you can bring carbonus in the Beis HaMikdash. If you feel excited, you can bring carbonus. You can bring carbonus shlomim. You can bring a carbon toda too. There are certain people who are mechuyev to bring a carbon toda, perhaps. But if you want to bring a carbon toda, you feel hodah, feel a sense of you want to give shevach. So then perhaps you should be able to bring a carbon toda. Okay. So we mentioned that there are arba'at tzrichim hodas, 4 people. So, is this dafka? Is this list dafka? Maybe there are other people who have to say Birchas HaGomel or bring a Karban Toda. So that's a machlokas rishonim too. There are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Yates, Siftes. Do other people say Birchas HaGomel, or do we say only dafka these? Is it dafka these, or should we say no, even others? So why did I mention these? Because nokat hani mishum d'shchichi. It's common that you're b'sakana here. But if someone's b'sakon and he has a hatzola, then he has a mechiyah to say Birchas HaGomel, lav dafka these 4. Machlokas Rishonim, not so clear. Maybe it's dafka these 4. Kach tiknu chacham, and that's it. The Rivash suggests no, it's lav dafka these 4. They just picked on these 4 because it's shchichim. So how do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch and Siftes actually says that one should not make the bracha b'shem u'malchus if he was nitzel from a sakona, but he's not one of these 4. Because of the Sofek, and Machlokas Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch says he shouldn't say the Baruch with Shem U'Malchus. You could say Baruch HaGomel L'Chayavim Tov V'Shem U'Malani Kolta. Don't say, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim, who says, the Minig is to be Mevarech as long as you have a Sakana. Lav Dafka these 4. Any kind of Sakana. Mishnah Berurah says, the Minig is not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Minig is that if you have a Sakana, and you need salsa, that's it. Okay. How about Yordei Hayam? We spoke about Holchei Midbaros. Who is Yordei Hayam? Go on a journey into the ocean. So the Bir Alocha has a whole discussion. What happens if a person doesn't go into the Yam? The Yam is an ocean. A Nahar is a river. Sometimes you can have, you could go on a journey in the river, the Mississippi River, the Delaware River. It's a big, the Yardane River. Exactly. Right? So sometimes the river is big, sometimes it's not. But let's talk about Naharos Gedolim, large rivers. Right? It's Mole al Gedosa. It's a big river, but it's not an ocean. It's not an ocean, it's a river. So what's the din? The Bir Alocha wants to suggest maybe this should depend on the Machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfardim. The original Machlokas we started with, Machlokas Ramban and Rosh, is Bircha Sagomel, is the Mechayev of Bircha Sagomel Shchiach Sakana? Or is it enough if it's only a Chashash Sakana? Shchiach Sakana, that it's prevalent to give a Sakana, maybe Taka, you need a Yam, you need the ocean. A Nahar, is that Shchiach Sakana? It's easier to be saved if you're shipwrecked on a river. It's easy to be saved. Bismanazeh, you certainly can be saved. You have a cell phone. But we'll get to Bismanazeh in a moment. But Shchiyah Sakana, maybe you should say that the Nohar, Mishnah Berurah wants to suggest, the Nohar is not Shchiyah Sakana, it's a Chashash Sakana. So according to the Ramban, it should be enough to say Bircha Sagomel. But according to the Rosh, if you need Shchiyah Sakana, maybe it shouldn't be enough to say Bircha Sagomel. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss, before he was a posek in the Eidach Redis in Yerushalayim, he was a big posek in London. So they asked him a shaila, if you go across the English Channel from England to France, should you say Bircha Sagomel? Is that Yordei Hayam? It was very common in those times. Going across the English Channel, I think is like taking the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Okay, it's a little bit longer, but it's very common. People very often do that. So Dain Weiss wanted to suggest even more than what the Mishnah verse says. He says, Bizman Azeh, he says, Ein Shchiach Hezeka Klal. People do it every day. They do it twice a day. Right? Some people daven three times a day. Some people cross the English Channel twice a day. Right? So it's a very common journey. So he wants to say it's not Shchiach Sakon, it's not Chashash Sakon, it's Ein Shchiach Hezeka Klal. So he says, if it ain't Shchiach Hezeka Klal, even if you know, say, as he calls it, La'omek Hayam, you go into the sea, the real sea, says he doesn't think that it's Bechlal Yardei Hayam, unless you mamash go for a cruise. If you go for several days in the ocean or in the river for a cruise, if you're really in the Omek Hayam, I don't know if you would say this by a river, this depends how large the river is. If you go for a cruise, but you're there for a number of days, so then we'll call you Yardei Hayam. I think he probably means only a Yam. Or, of course, if you're B'sakana Mamish, right? If you're B'sakana Mamish in the sea, so then clearly, right, if you're on the Titanic and it starts to sink and then you need so clearly you would say Bircha Sagomel. But short of that, Dain Weiss says you would not say Bircha Sagomel. Because Yordei Hayam is a function of how much B'sakana it is. Bisman Azeh, it's so common to travel on the rivers. So, in certain areas, it's very common to travel on the rivers. He says you would not have to say Bircha Sagomel. How about flying in an airplane? What's the status of flying in an airplane? Not in the river, but you're going, is it a midbar? A midbar in the sky? This is a major machlokas achronim, what to do. Reb Moshe has a tshuva where he suggests that flying in an airplane is like Yordei Hayam, it's like Holchei Midbaros. But there's no midbar in the sky, there's no water, I mean, there's moisture in the sky, but it's not a river. Reb Moshe says that the idea of saying Bircha Sagomel if you're Yordei Hayam or you're Holchei Midbaros is because you can't live in that mokum, in that area, ba'ofen tivi. You can't live naturally in that area. You need some kind of tachbula, you need some kind of arrangement. You need an Uzi submachine gun, or you need some kind of, protective van. Right, bulletproof van or something. You got to do something very careful. You got to do something tachbul. That's what he calls it—a tachbul in order to survive. So he says the same thing is true when a person is flying. The atmosphere where the plane travels is an atmosphere that you can't breathe the air there. You wouldn't be able to survive if the plane. If one of the windows broke, it would be very difficult to survive. You need an oxygen mask to come down. I mean, it has happened. People have survived. There was a story recently where the top of the plane Top of the plane came off. If they were looking up into the sky, and I would have fainted. They were looking up into the sky, and all the oxygen masks came down. They put the oxygen masks on, and the plane landed, Baruch Hashem. I'm sure there was a big legal suit there. But apparently the mechanics didn't check the plane properly. So, you know, without the oxygen mask, without doing some kind of tachbula, you can't survive. Reb Moshe says, if you can't survive in that particular area, that's Yerdei Hayam. That's Holchei Midbaros. They quote the Oruch. The Oruch was one of the Rishonim. He had a dictionary. So he quotes the Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says that the Sakon of Yerdei Hayam is Berega Chad Ovdin. Berega Chad Ovdin. In just a moment's time, everyone is going to die. Unless you can have a way of surviving. You got a lifeboat, you have a life jacket, you have something to survive. Berega Chad, not literally Berega Chad, but I mean, how long can you tread water over there, right? The person can't breathe in that area. So flying in the airplane, L'chora, should be the same thing. Reb Moshe says, based on this, that you should have to say Berechas HaGomel if you fly in an airplane, no matter where you're flying, whether you fly overseas, not overseas, right? You fly on dry land, intracontinental, intercontinental, doesn't matter. Because the whole idea is, if you're flying in the airplane, you are in a makom that's like going in the sea. Because Berega Chad Ovdin, in one moment, people would perish unless they have a tachbul, unless they have some kind of mechanism to keep themselves alive. So based on this logic, you should have to say Berechas HaGomel, even if you're flying intracontinental, you're flying over dry land, you're not flying overseas. Most poskim disagree. I saw the Sefer Piskei Tshuva's quotes, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Chazon Ish, they both want to say that Bisman Hazeh, there really is no sakana flying in an airplane. People do it all the time. I mean, I know when I go in an airplane, I'm very nervous because I don't fly in an airplane too much. So I'm still, you know, I'm scared. But, you know, business travelers...
It can't be something based on the own person's...
Maybe it should be based on the own...
If you get anxiety, then you should...
If he has more anxiety, maybe he should say Berechas HaGomel. It's an interesting idea. But for most people, they're not really b'sakana. So Reb Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish both say that maybe you should only say Berechas HaGomel if you travel in an airplane overseas. Because if you travel overseas, then you're mamish Yerdei Hayam. But short of being Yerdei Hayam, this comparison of Berega Chad Ovdin, they think that there's no comparison because tachlis, it's not Shechir Sakona b'zman hazeh. People fly in airplanes every day. And Baruch Hashem, we don't hear of tragedies. You know, it used to be, when I was growing up, there were planes that were crashing almost every year. There was a DC-9 that crashed here, and not every year, but, you know, every other year you heard of a terrible crash or something. Here you hear every so often, but it's very few and far between. And there are many, many more planes going nowadays. Thousands and thousands of flights every day. So, Baruch Hashem, there's less of a sakana. There's less of a sakana. Most poskim assume that only if you fly overseas, then you make a Berechas HaGomel. But then there's a third view in poskim. Third view is that since it's so little of a sakana, there's really no chashash sakana b'zman hazeh b'chlal, some gedolim feel that you should not say Berechas HaGomel b'shem u'malchus b'chlal. This is what Rav Shtermach quotes from the Chibina Gon, the Belzer Rebbe felt like this, the Brisker Rav, they say, didn't say Berechas HaGomel b'shem u'malchus. And I heard Rabbi Shechter doesn't say Berechas HaGomel b'shem u'malchus even when he travels in a plane, even if it's overseas, because, you know, people are not Baruch Hashem, al tiftach pe l'satan, the people are not in the same sakona as they used to be in. If it's not shechiach sakona klal, it's like it might be safer than traveling the roads. It might be safer than traveling on a highway. So if it's safer than traveling on a highway, why would you say Berechas HaGomel for that? Certainly not b'shem u'malchus.
Is that because it's not one of the exact four?
I don't think so. I think the Mishnah Berurah says even if it's not one of the exact four, if you were saved from sakana, so then you would say Berechas HaGomel. But here, it's mamish lo shechiach sakana klal. It's like what Diane Weiss was saying, that if you go into the yam, so he wanted to say if you mamish go into the yam, so that's b'chlal the takana drabonin. Yerdei Hayam means if you go into the yam, you should say Berechas HaGomel. But flying in the plane, you're not really going into the yam. You're going over the yam. So is that called going into the yam? So maybe you can suggest it's not mamish. The type of person that Chazal made the Ikka Takana on. And since it's not mamish that person, then it's a function of being b'sakana. Since b'zman hazeh, it's not b'sakana. So we shouldn't make a bracha. They quote a posuk. The posuk says, Vayizaku el Hashem, batzar lohem, mimtsuko sehem, yoshiyem. that they cry out to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves them from the mitzuka, from the tzara, batzar lohem. People don't really feel b'sakana. So that might relate to what you were saying before, that if a person feels anxiety, really feels that he's in a mitzuka and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving him from sakana. I mean, I can tell you from personal experience, I do feel a little anxiety when the plane takes off, but, you know, I don't have to take a Valium. I mean, I don't take Valium, but, you know, you're a little b'sakana, you want to make sure, yeah, I mean, look, I family at home waiting for me, you know, you wanna make it there, right? But you know, there's anxiety and there's anxiety.
Would there be any opinions that say that if a person was right fatally ill and then he became better, is there any side to say not to say it?
I don't think so. That's part of the Takana du Rabban. If he's a chola and a srapik, well, he was a chola, you say he was fatally ill, but he wasn't worried. He wasn't worried. The doctor said, the person is fatally ill, and he says, I have bitachon, everything's going to be fine. It's one thing to have bitachon, but it's another thing to realize that if everyone thought that you weren't going to make it,
so
there's
the
chiyuv
to
give thanks.
That and Chamush Be'ezah Asurin sound like the more realistic ones today, then.
Exactly. So many poskim would say that for the other ones, unless you're in a safari in Africa, and your car is out of gas, right? And the chimpanzee is banging on your window, and you're really nervous. So in that case, you say Brichas Hagomel L'chol HaDeis. I mean, I wouldn't say Brichas Hagomel in the far. I'd wait until I get home. You know, the chimpanzee is banging. He wants you. Me. No. Make the bracha. Okay. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Go ahead.
Let's say if you drive from Yerushalayim to Eilat, where it's actually open and go up and it's shifts again.
Is it Shriya Sakana? Do they say that? Because of terrorists, you're saying Chalila.
What if it's not?
Cars are full. Well, I remember I was.
We might feel it's B'Sakana. I don't think a lot of Israelis think it's so Shriya Sakana.
It's all in Israel.
Even if you're traveling through the Midbar and there's no Sakana, so you have to say you don't.
If you travel in the Midbar, so you're saying that is a Midbar. It's Mamash and Midbar, so would you have to say Birchas HaGomel? Wow. So I think it would be a function of the discussion that the poskim have whether it mamish has to be at least the chashash sakana. I mean, if you say it's ein shchiyach hezeka klas, that's less than chashash sakana. Some rishonim say that's be shchiyach sakana. Others say chashash sakana is enough. Machlokes hakshinazim svardim. But if it's ein shchiyach hezeka klas, that's even less than chashash sakana. So according to many poskim, you wouldn't say v'shem u'malchus. I don't know. You gotta ask the poskim. Poskim Eretz Yisrael. See what they say. They say Birchas HaGomel every time they travel in the Midbar. Yeah, Ellie.
I'm just thinking, like, we're talking about the bracha is for Hodah, it's for thanking Hashem. It's like, we don't mention any lesson of Hodah in the bracha. Like, what is it?
HaGomel HaChayovim Tov HaShegmalani Kol Tov.
What does that even mean?
Blessed are you, Hashem, who does chesed for someone who's chayev onshim, who really is a chayiv, he doesn't deserve what you're doing. Shegmalani kol tov, you did chesed to me, I don't deserve it, but I'm thankful for it. It's interesting that we don't say the word thanks.
Yeah, we have
thank you.
And
right,
else.
So we
say
praise.
They
say the pasuk before the bracha.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's the takana, that we thank Hashem, we praise Hashem, we give a bracha, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are gomel, who is Gomel Chesed to one who doesn't deserve Chesed? That's the Nusach HaBrit. Yeah.
Sort of like an offshoot. Are you allowed to put yourself in a situation where afterwards, if you're saved, you say Bench Gomel? When, you know, like people who like swim in the ocean, like all these big companies,
right,
and whatever,
right.
Are you allowed to put yourself in a situation where you do that?
That's the old question. You're allowed to put yourself into Sakana. You really. The question is, how much sakana are you? If you're swimming in the ocean, how much sakana are you? They're swimming in the ocean without a boat following them. They're swimming by themselves. Some of the boat's following them. They have someone. They don't have a life jacket on, but if they had trouble, someone could come and help them, I would imagine. But to put yourself into sakana, I think it's inappropriate to put oneself into sakana if you're really sakana. The question is, what does sakana mean? You know, some people would say bungee jumping is sakana. I can never figure out how people can go bungee jumping. What? I think it's dangerous. Do people, you know, what's the prevalence of getting injured while going bungee jumping? Do a lot of people get injured bungee jumping? I don't know. Someone once commented, I've never gone skiing in my life. I just, it's one of those things. I never went skiing. So someone once commented to a relative of my wife's. They said, how can you go skiing? This particular individual enjoyed skiing. So they commented to him, how can you go skiing? It's posh and dangerous. He said, what kind of a danger? What are you talking about? He was a real skier. So the person said, well, you know, people are waiting online. You know, when you're waiting online to go on the lift, people can come down the mountain, and they can barrel into you, and they could injure you. And he said, come on. If you know how to wait on the line, you keep your eyes open. You know, someone's barreling down, you move away, and he's not going to hit you. P.S., 5 to 5 or 10 years after this conversation, I met him at a simcha. He was limping. I said, what happened? He said, I had a skiing accident. I said, what happened? He said, I was waiting online. Someone called me. So, you know, even skiing can be, I'm not saying it's shchiyah sakana, but it can happen. You got to be careful. I don't think he benched Gomel, but he hurt himself. Anyway, yeah.
Obviously, he will still have gone through this. Like, they didn't just end up in the desert. They still have to, like, travel or something.
No, because they have to travel. You have to get from place to place. You got to travel. But I'm saying to put yourself into a sakana where you don't have to, so that I would try to avoid. If you have to get from place to place, you get from place to place. You take what you make whatever necessary, take whatever precautions you have to take, and you do it. I mean, in Europe, they used to travel. The roads were much more dangerous there than they are nowadays. But you got to travel. You do the best you can. Yes.
What's this in the Gemara mentions of needing prayer of Anan as well?
I guess that's the Ubamosh of Zakenim. That you're supposed to be Mahalel, Ubamosh of Zakenim, with the Zakenim there. Somehow the Hodah is greater if you thank HaKadosh Baruch in front of the Zakenim. Okay, let's move on to Noshim, women. That's a big question. Do women say Berachas HaGomel? So the source of this discussion, the beginning of the discussion, is the Mogen Avraham, at the beginning of Siman Reish Yutes. Mogen Avraham writes that some are makshim, some ask, why don't women say Berachas HaGomel? The minig, apparently, around the Mogen Avraham's time was that women did not say Berachas HaGomel. Why? Why? So the Mogen Avraham quotes to some achronim that maybe the reason is, it's lava orich ar, it's not derech eretz so women to say Berachas HaGomel, because they have to say the bracha, but sibur. They have to say the bracha, but for Asian, it's not derech eretz, it's lava orich ar. One suggestion. The Mogen Avraham himself says he thinks maybe the reason is because Birchas HaGomel is a Birchas HaRishus. It's a voluntary bracha. It's not a chiyuv. So women were not knowing. They didn't accept upon themselves the minhag to say Birchas HaGomel, so that's why they don't say it. What's this similar to? What's this similar to? Something else we've had over the Zman?
Marv,
exactly, Ilan. Good. Right? Tfilas Aris Rishus. We said that women are not obligated, even according to the Ramban. Even if you would say that women are obligated in midrabanan in more than one tefillah a day, right? Even if they're obligated in more than one tefillah, but maybe in arvus they're not obligated because tefillas arvus reshus. The only reason why we daven marv is because there's a minig yisrael. Women never accepted upon themselves that minig, therefore they're not mechuyev. So similarly, the Magen Avraham wants to suggest maybe the same as birchas hagomel. Same is true about birchas hagomel. It's a birchas reshus. Women didn't accept the minig. The Pirkei Avot says, what's he saying? Birchas hagomel is a birchas reshus. It's a birchas chova, right? Arbach tzrichin lahodos, chayovin lahodos. It sounds like it's a chiyuv. My bracha says that they're mechuyev to make the bracha. What's the Mogen Avraham saying? It's a birchas reshus. He's mamish mitama. He thinks the Mogen Avraham is a pelos. So that's what the Mogen Avraham says. Either it's not derech eretz, or it's only birchas reshus. So women will not know to make this bracha. Yeah. I don't think so, because it's not a function of time. It's a function of, I mean, you could say, according to those Rishonim who claim that you can only say Berachas HaGomel until a certain time, so then it is Zman Grama. But the Mechayiv is not Zman Grama. It can happen any time. You can have the Chiyiv any day. So I'm not sure. It's not like Tefillin. It's not like Shofar. It's not like Matzah. I'm not sure I would say it's Zman Grama. So I saw that in the Piskei Tshuvis, he writes that some poskim suggest that Taka women should say Berachas HaGomel. Maybe the minig didn't exist, but really it's appropriate to do. Rabbi Avadya Yosef in his Tshuvas Yechaveh Das, I think in Chelek Dalet Siman Tezvav. Chelek Dalet Siman Tezvav, he quotes from the Torah Chaim in Sanhedrin, one of the Gedolei Achronim in Sanhedrin. It's in the Kovetz in Sanhedrin. The Torah Chaim the end of Sanhedrin in the back roads, Mamish took a gon to find this Torah's Tana. He writes that, yeah, of course, women should say Berachas Avraham in front of 10 men. The Magen Avraham, as he like quoted one of the Acharonim, wanted to suggest maybe he should say it in front of 9 women and 1 man. That's called a minion for Berachas Avraham. It's a polite point. The Torah's Chaim says, no, let them say it in front of 10 men. You see this. At the end of Shul, sometimes a woman who has to say Berachas Avraham, so the husband will get a tzibra of men, will pull them to the side. Not the same in front of the whole tzibra. We'll pull them to the side, and the woman will say it in front of the 10 men. I've been part of that Berachas Avraham before. So that's what some of the Achronim say. They really should say it. The minig is not that way. So the minig is not that way. We don't find them saying Berachas Avraham, we don't have a record of that, doesn't mean it's not the appropriate thing to do. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach in his Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo says there's a different minig. He says the minig Ashkenaz Tak is women should not say Berachas Avraham except for one woman. Who's that? Yoledes. A woman who gives birth. Shlomo Zalman says a woman who gives birth, the minig always was to say Berachas Avraham. Why? Why is it different? So it's very simple, because they always made some kind of a lachaim, some kind of kiddush in the home. No, they didn't make a kiddush in shul at that in those times. They make a little kiddush. People would come and they make a lachaim, whatever. So there were many relatives in the home anyway. There were many male relatives in the home who came for the kiddush. So it wasn't so difficult to get a minyan asara together of relatives. There wouldn't be any pagam of tznius for the woman to say Berachas Avraham there. So the minyan developed it. That's what they do. They would go off to the side room. They take the relatives there. And she'd say the Berachas Avraham. But for other situations, if she's saved from other types of sakana, you don't have family members there. So the only way she'll be able to say Berachas Avraham is in front of 10 men who are not relatives. So there, he seems to say, there the minig always was that women did not say Berachas Avraham because it's lav or achara. It's not their achara. It's not their achsnia. So that's what the minig always was. But again, many poskim hold that they could make a Berachas Avraham in front of a minyan asara.
Childbirth is considered such a sakana?
Childbirth is a sakana.
Even these?
Yeah, I think so. Even Bizman Azed, they say Berachas Avraham. I think so. They quote the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, quotes from the Chazon Ish and the Stipler. They felt even for childbirth, even someone who gives birth should not say Berachas Avraham. That's not the minig. The minig minig among the Ashkenazim, the Chazon Ish and the Stipler said, is that before the woman goes out from her home to take care of her own business, her private affairs, the first time, right? She gives birth, goes to the hospital, then she comes home, and is with the baby for, I don't know, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is. Before she goes shopping the first time, before she goes out the first time, she should go to shul. And she should answer Baruch Hu. Right? Baruch Hashem HaMavorach La'olam Voed. That's the hodah that she has to give. She should answer Baruch Hu. Now the minig is that her husband should get an aliyah and she should answer his Baruch Hu. When he gets an aliyah on the Torah, she should answer. But they say it's not necessary. If the husband, if she wants to go out, let's say it was a Monday, she has to go out for something and the husband can't get an aliyah until Thursday. Well, so she should be cooped up in the house for another 2 days. They say no, let her go to shul and answer Baruch Hu for Marif, you know, the first Baruch Hu for Marif. She can have Marif with the Tzibur if she wants, but she can answer Baruch Hu for Marif and that's it. Meaning she should answer in some way, she should give some kind of hodah, but it doesn't have to be a Berachas Avraham. So these are the different approaches. Some want to say it's not Derech Eretz, it's not Tznius, it's not Minig Tznius.
In that case, she wouldn't say it.
What, according to the first one?
According to the one says she should make a point to go to shul and hear Baruch Hu.
So she wouldn't say Berachas Avraham, she should hear Baruch Hu and answer Baruch Hu. And that is in place of Berachas Avraham. That, they claim, that was the old minhag. That because it wasn't Derech Tznius, women did not go out so frequently. They weren't like women nowadays. So some say that there was never a minhag bechlal for women to say Berachas Avraham. Some say it's a Berachas HaRashua, so that's why there was no minhag. Because women never accepted it upon themselves. Others say that no, Yoledes is different. That's the only time that they said Berachas Avraham because that was not a pigam of tznius. And others claim no, they answered Baruch Hu and that's sufficient. And the fifth shita is they taka should say it. If bismana, there's no minute for them not to say it. If bismana say it is darche tznius for women to go out. Women very commonly leave their homes. It wasn't like it used to be. So, and they converse with they're not. It wouldn't be a pigam of tznius to say Berachas Avraham in front of 10 men. So they should do it. They should do it by ofen sanua. They don't have to do it in the shul in front of 150 people, but they can do it in front of 10 men. I think that's the minig in most circles now. That if a woman, I've seen women who they got into a car accident, chalila, or something, or they have a baby, or they'll pull, the husband will pull 10 men over and they'll say Birchas Hagomah on the side. Yes?
According to the Rosh, so if it's connected to the Korban Tadas,
oh, yeah.
So the woman has to give Korban Tadas.
Take it slow. So Rav Sternbach in his Tshuva actually quotes a Chiddush Nifla from the Rogat Shav Agon, Sofnes Panech. He says, from Rashi, Masechta Menachos, and Daf Samach Dalet, you get the impression that if a woman is nitzel from a sakana, if she's saved from a sakana, she does not bring a karmat Torah, she brings what they call kinim. Kinim, the last Masechta in Kodesh, right? She brings a karmat of birds. Why does she bring a karmat of birds? Why doesn't she bring a karmat Torah? So he suggests that the ikar hodah of a karmat Torah is b'shas smicha. It's when the bala karban is someh, when he leans on the karban. Like the Rambam writes, that the Iker Hodah is B'shat Smicha. Ein Smicha B'Noshim. There's no din of Smicha by women. So if there's no Smicha by women, then there's no point in bringing the carbon Torah, because the Iker Hodah is B'shat Smicha. So maybe that's why Rashi feels that they bring a carbon of kinim of birds, and not a carbon. A carbon Torah is an animal. You bring a behemoth together with lechem. So Rav Sternbach suggests from the Rogat Shavah, he says, maybe the minig was that women don't say Birchas Hagomah, da'afka, because it's B'makom Toda. Maybe like the Rosh, if it's B'makom Karban Toda, and women never brought a Karban Toda, they only would bring Kinim because there's no Smicha by Noshim, and the Ikra Hodah of a Karban Toda is B'shah Smicha, so then maybe that's why the minig developed, that there's no Birchas Hagomah for women, da'afka, because Birchas Hagomah is connected to Karban Toda. Efshin. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Okay, that's in terms of Noshim. How about cotton? Below Bar and Bas Mitzvah. So that's the Magen Avraham too, also at the beginning of Siman Reish Yutes. The Magen Avraham writes, he thinks there's no din of chinuch by Birchas Hagomah. Why? What's the Nusach HaBrocha? Hagomah lachayovim tovos. Lachayovim tovos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you agomah chesed for those who are chayiv, for those who don't deserve it, because due to the averas that people have done, they don't deserve the chesed that you're doing. A katan is not chayiv, he's not a bar onshim bichlal. So he's not chayav ba'onshim. So to say lachayavim tovos doesn't seem to make any sense. Zok din Magen Avraham. Rabbi Kiva Eiger quotes other achronim who disagree that they should make a bracha. I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, he quotes from the Ger Rebbe, the old Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem. He was meyer that one time he was sick when he was younger, and he got better. And his father said he should make a bracha sagamel. He said we don't pass like the Magen Avraham regarding this issue. A cotton should say Birchas Hagomah. That's what the Pnei Menachem's father said. So I think, you know, it's a little strange. The cotton, what does the cotton do? You're going to pull 10 people over, he's going to go to the Sefer Torah. After the Kriyas HaTorah is finished, the cotton goes up to the Sefer Torah. I haven't seen too many katanim making a Birchas Hagomah. But, I'm sorry? Can't the father just say it for him? That relates to the next issue we're going to talk about. It's not so simple that the father can say it for him. It could be that the person who's actually chay, the person who was saved, is the one who has to say Birchas Hagomah. No one else can do that. I guess it is best, right? Right.
I mean,
the katan maybe should say Birchas Hagomah.
We do allow katanim to get aliyahs at some point, don't we?
Simchas Torah?
Yeah.
Right. But the question is, do ketanim say a Birchas Hagomah? Do ketanim say a Birchas Hagomah? Don't remember what the minig is. A person has to find out what the minig in their shul. The machlokas achronim. Some say that the loshon lachayavim tovos doesn't fit. The Ger Rebbe apparently felt Reb Kiva Eiger was right. The achronim that Reb Kiva Eiger quotes are right, that you really should make a bracha. It's not lachayavim. There's chinuch on this. There's still chinuch on it, because when he gets older, so then we hope he won't have to go through any sakana to be chayav in Birchas Hagomah, but maybe there is chinuch on it. Yeah. Well, it's appropriate for them to say Birchas Hagomah. They don't really lose out. It's a bracha levatala. I don't think it's a bracha levatala. It's a bracha levatala. Well, it's probably appropriate for them to say Birchas Hagomah. Okay, finally, Shomer Ka'ona B'Birchas Hagomah. Many of you have sort of been touching on this issue. This issue starts with the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara there on Daf Nadal and Beis in Brachas tells a story that the Rabbanon, that after Rabbi Yehuda got better from an illness, the Rabbanon turned to Rabbi Yehuda and they said, "Brich Rachmana diavach mi'alon, blessed is Hashem that gave you back to us, v'lo yavach la'afra, and didn't give you to the dust," meaning that you survived. Amalahu, so he turned back to the Rabbanan and said, Patartun Yossi Mila Oduye. You have exempted me from being Moda from saying Berchas HaGomel. The Gemara asked, but how could that be? But he didn't say Berchas HaGomel himself. They were sort of saying something like a Berchas HaGomel. They were saying a Berchas Hodah. So the Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha Da'ana Amen Basrayu. Rabbi Yehuda answered Amen, if he were to answer Amen, maybe he did answer Amen. He answered Amen after the Chachamim, so then they parted him from saying a Berchas HaGomel. So all the Rishonim ask, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to say Amen? He had to say Amen. If Shomer Ka'ona, then he's Yotzi even without Amen. You don't have to say Amen to be Yotzi within Shomer Ka'ona. So if the Gemara means to say that Rabbi Yehuda could have been Yotzi from the Rabbana, so even if he didn't answer Amen, he could be Yotzi from the Rabbana. So what is the, what's the Gemara mean? Lo Tzricha Da'ana Amen Basra. So the Torah in Siman Reish Yutes quotes from his father, the Rosh, that since the Rabbanan weren't Chayiv in this Birchas HaGomel, without answering Amen, he wouldn't be able to be Yotze. Because the din of Shomea Ka'ona only applies if you're Shomea from a Bar Chayuva. You hear from a Bar Chayuva. But since they weren't Bnei Chayuva in this Birchas HaGomel, he was a Bar Chayuva. Rav Yehuda was a Bar Chayuva, but not the Rabbanan. So it's not enough to listen to the Bracha. Shomea Ka'ona wouldn't apply in this case because they're not Bnei Chayuva. But if he answers Amen, so then that's different. So the Tur says, Tur Mamish Paskins, there in Sifhei, Simin Reish Yutes Sifhei, Paskins, if one person is Chayiv in Birchas HaGomel, and someone else listens to him making the Bracha, he doesn't have to answer Amen. The first guy is Chayiv, so then he's a Bar Chayuva, then the second person can answer, then the second person can be Yotze, just with Shomer Ka'ona, even without answering Amen. The case in the Gemara is that the Chacham were not Chayiv in the Bracha, they were Einav Bnei Chayuva, so then without answering Amen, Rav Yehuda could not be Yotze. So l'chora, it's a pella. Pella. From the Rosh, it sounds like you can be Yotze from an Eina Mechuyev B'davar as long as you do answer Amen. The Torah is saying, oh, the reason why he had to answer Amen is because since they're not Bnei Chayuva, Shomer Ka'ona is not going to work. So from that, he deduces that if the first individual is Chayiv in Birchas HaGomel, so then you don't have to answer Amen because regular Dim Shomer Ka'ona works. But according to that interpretation of the Torah, according to the, within the Rosh, it comes out that if they're not Bnei Chayuva, then if you answer Amen, everything is great. How can that be? You can just answer Amen to someone who just makes a bracha of Atola and be Yotze? You did Shomer Ka'ona? What kind of a strange idea is that? So the Stipler in Brachas gives a little bit of a different interpretation. You have to work hard on that tour, but he interprets the Rosh differently. He says like this. He says, Birchas HaGomel is instituted for the person who has the Hatzola from the Sakon. It's for the particular individual who had that Hatzolah. And in fact, when two people go through a Sakana, each Hatzolah is different. The Hatzolah is a personal experience. The Hatzolah of Reuven is not the Hatzolah of Shimon. They may have been Nitzel from the same listen, but it doesn't matter. It's a different Hatzolah. Says the Stipler, it's really a different Hatzolah. When one individual makes a Birchas HaGomel, he's not really a mechuyev b'davar in the second one's Birchas HaGomel, in the second one's Hatzolah. Even if they went through the same situation, because everyone experiences Hatzolah differently. It's a personal kind of a thing. The only thing is that the first pun can say Birchas HaGomel, it's not a bracha levatol, he makes a Birchas HaGomel, because he's shayach to make the bracha. Zog the stipler, merdeki is so. The stipler says, why do we normally assume that you can't be Yotze a bracha from someone who's not a mechuyev b'davar? The real reason why you can't be Yotze the bracha from someone who's not a mechuyev b'davar is because it's a bracha levatol. His bracha is not a real bracha, so even if I answer Amen, it's not going to do anything. But if the bracha of the first individual is not levatol, so then even though we don't share the same hatzolah, I could answer Amen to his bracha. It is a bracha. It has a chaloshem bracha. It's not levatola. It's not a bracha levatola. So then, albeit, maybe Shomer Ka'ona can't apply. Shomer Ka'ona can only apply if he's a mechuyev b'davar in exactly the same chiyuv I have. But by Birchas HaGomel, it's not the same chiyuv. Because even if we experience the same hatzolah, but we experience it differently. It's a personal kind of thing. Subjective, personal kind of thing. But the bracha that the other individual is making does have a shem bracha. It's not levatola. So then, as long as I answer Amen, I can link myself up to that individual and I can be Yotze as well. That's how the Stipler understands the Rosh. That as long as his bracha is not levatola, it's meaningful So then, albeit, when it comes to Berachas HaGomel, I can't link up to him without an Amen, because he's not Mechuyev B'dover in my Hatzolah, because we're different. As long as I do answer Amen, then I can't be Yotzi with him. And that's what the Gemara Brachas was saying. The Rabbanon, maybe we're Mechuyev to make a Bracha. Here, the Heiliger Rebbe was saved, right? Yehuda was saved from whatever illness he has, so they were Mechuyev to thank Hashem also, but it was a different kind of thanking. Rav Yehuda was thanking because of a personal Hatzalah. They were thanking as a Talmid, or Talmidim, Chaverim, whatever. So it's a different kind of Hatzalah. That's why he had to answer Amen in order to be Yotzei. So it comes out from the Stipler's understanding of the Rush is that even if someone else is Mechuyev to make a Berachas HaGomel, often there are multiple people who are saying a Berachas HaGomel at the same time. So can I just listen to him? So there's no question everyone would say, if I answer Amen, it's fine. But let's say I just listened and I didn't answer Amen. So according to the Tzur's understanding of the Rush, it's fine. Because as long as he's Mechuyev B'davar, I don't even have to answer Amen. As long as I listen, that's fine. According to the Stipler's understanding of the Rush, no, I should always answer Amen to someone who makes a Berachas HaGomel. Because his Chiyuv is not my Chiyuv. Even if we went on the same plane ride, or we were in the same Midbar, in the same safari, his Chiyuv is not the same as my Chiyuv. But if I do answer Amen, according to the Gemara Brachas, I can be Yotze. Because his Bracha is meaningful. So because his Bracha is Chal, I can be Yotze as long as I answer Amen. Yes.
Is that the rule in general that if you have the same thing, then you're on the same thing?
That's what Shomer Ka'ona means. The Rambam has a lashon that if you're on a Amen, it's kimavarech. It's a higher level. It's a higher level. So what does that mean, kimavarech? That could be good. That could be bad. Like if you're in the middle of Shmones, right? So you should not answer kedusha, right? It's kimavarech. It's like a dibur. So that might be a hefsek. But you certainly could be Yotzei, Shomer Ka'ona, even without answering Amen.